They mentioned Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph. So get used to Shin Samach Gimel being the first words, because there's 36 Sifim in Shin Samach Gimel.
So, 36 Samach Gimel.
So we're going to be sitting in Shin Samach Gimel for a while. Okay. So it deals with the dins with of Mavi and Chotzer, really. It deals with the din of Mavi and Chotzer. Okay. So Mokum Shiesh Le Sholosh Mechitzas. So it has three walls, and three sides, it's complete. So your average chotzer, that was true, and your average movi, that was true. So it has three sides. So mikir and midin, you're allowed to carry in there. But also chachamim l'talto boy, ashiyas ashum tikun birvi. So Chazal said you cannot carry in that area, which has walls on three sides, until you put something on the fourth side as well.
A lucky...
We'll see. Yeah. So, what you have to put there. Now, there's the Bir Alocha brings a machloikis, what we've mentioned before. What's the status of the rice of this area with Tessri Mechitzas? So, most Rishonim, the Rambam not, the most Rishonim hold that's Rishonim Yachad the rice. Rishonim the rice of it has three walls, it's Rishonim Yachad the rice. So, the rice, a person's allowed to carry in there, it's Rishonim Yachad. A person would transport from there to Rishus Ram, he'd be chayiv, vice versa, he'd be chayiv. Rambam says no, it's not a Rishus Yachad the rice until you have four mechitzas. It's not miraisa, it's not also to carry there. It's not Rishus Ram. It's you know, so it's not even a carmelis, it's surrounded with walls. So miraisa, you're allowed to carry there. It's the halacha equivalent of a makam tur according to the Rambam. But Chazal said no until you put something on the fourth side.
So I'll go back to the question I asked a couple days ago. So if this is the case, why was there a kula for a sukkah?
Why is there a kula for a sukkah?
Three walls for a sukkah is okay. You were saying you have to have something for the fourth.
Again, this is for Shabbos.
I understand, but so why were they making it in the case of a sukkah?
You mean the sukkah on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Because you can't give it a din of a valid bias / sukkah for sukkah, and then say for Shabbos it's considered an open area. It looks like strange. So they said that once it's a bias for sukkah, it's a bias. Once it's an enclosed makom for sukkah, it's an enclosed makom for Shabbos as well.
And that's the point. He was saying no, three walls is not adequate. You have to have something.
In general, right.
For Shabbos.
You're saying sukkahs is sort of an exception to the rule.
So sukkah is a kula. So why is there the kula for sukkah? Why did they say for sukkah you also have to have some kind of tikkun for the fourth wall?
The definition on Tuesday my sukkah is kosher with three walls. On Wednesday is kosher with three walls. It means I'm saying this is considered a fully enclosed area.
No, so I'm asking, why is it okay with three walls? That's my question.
I'm not following.
So if for carrying a Shabbos, we have to have three walls and some kind of tikkun for the fourth wall. It's not a fourth wall.
That's the drabona.
Yeah, so that makes that makes it a bias. So why
makes it a bias or makes it a makam yachid? Yeah.
So why the rest of the week would they make it on sukkah? Why don't we do the same thing to make it on sukkah? Sukkah is supposed to be a bias. So why?
I thought sukkah was only supposed to be for shade. Does it have to be a quote unquote bias for sukkah? Where does it say it has to be a bias?
You want to know why they make a dinder bonnet on it?
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Okay. Zot mishaburu samba sifkat na aleph. Mogum sheish shoshos machitzes. Hanukkah going mavi, for example, you have a mavi, isha pasuach l'ruach revia. So mavi, it's a closed mavi. It opens up into various different chateras, but the back of it all is closed. The front end goes out to Rishon Zerab, and it's fully open on the fourth side. A chotzer usually would have something on all four sides. But you could have a scenario, Shenifritz Echad Miksol, one of the walls fell, so now you only have three walls. Bein Shabasurach L'Karmelis or Rishon Zerab, there's no difference if it's then opening out into a Karmelis or Rishon Zerab. So, meeker than you would be allowed to carry there, Miraisa. But the Chum said, no, until you do something on the fourth side. So now it's now like a carmel is, you can't carry more than dalet amos. So people were going to confuse this with the shazarabim. So therefore, we say if you can carry here, you're not going to not going to allow you to carry here more than you would be allowed to carry in the shazarab. Okay. Shum tikkun revius hanukkah mavur lekamam sif beis gimel lecholechad kedina. So we're going to explain in the upcoming sifim what type of tikkun we have in mind. Okay. So that's the kind of that it's also. Now what's the next step? Beis chotzer shenifritz bimuloyay. So we have a case of a chotzer. So we'll see later on what defines chotzer versus mavui. But similar case of a chotzer, you have multiple houses opening up to a common area, and one of the walls totally fell down. So now it's open. It's only enclosed on three sides. So chotzer shenifritz bimuloyay. So the full side is open. So remember, we said the definition of a pirtza is if it's an area which is open more than 10, one possibility, or if a full side is missing, either one of those is considered a pirtza. So over here, even though it's less than 10 amas, if the whole side is missing, it's a pirtza. So ades or amas, but we're going to actually differentiate between 10 amas and more, in a different way. We're going to say that this opening, which is fully open on one side, it's a pirtza. What do you need to do to address it? So if it's not so wide, we're going to allow one type of way to address it. If it's too wide, we're going to say you need a better system to address this opening. So what are the options? They say Adas or Amas, up to and including a gap of 10 Amas, so means the whole set is missing. So you have to do a tikkun. The fact that it's less than 10 amas doesn't help you. But we're going to say the fact that less than 10 amas will allow us to use a minimalistic type of enclosure to address it. So you have two options. Nitzer b'pas roch of arba tvachim. You take a board, which is 4 tvachim wide. Shemidena mitzan echod b'mokim aparet. You put it on one of the sides, next to where the wall is, where this 4 tefachim wide board, and by putting that there, you are now allowed to carry throughout the whole chotzer, even where there's no board, it's open. It's one option. Second option, maybe I'd rather put something on both sides. So then already, die b'shnei pasin, so you could put a pole on both sides. Shall shnei mashahuyin. Each one, even a mashu, it's only a mashu thick. See, if it's one on one side, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. If it's on both sides, so they could be even a mashu, whatever the amount. Okay. Now, it's not a source of Pesach. There's no crossbeam on top. It's just the two poles on the sides. If part of the wall remained, so it wasn't open totally, so we'll say that if the wall remained, if it's on one side, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. If it remained on both sides, so then a tefach mikam, a tefach mikam. So now this is going to be a machlokes later on. We just said before that masha was enough. Now we're saying tefach on each side. So we're going to differentiate between the wall which fell, and there's something left over which was not put there intentionally to be this enclosure, as opposed to when you put up the pole, which your goal is to close the area. So if you put a pole, so then even a mashahu, the width is even a mashahu is good enough. if the wall remains, so the mechaber holds it has to be a tefa on each side. We gave two scenarios. If the wall remains on one side, it has to be four tefachim wide. That's enough. If it's not four tefachim on one side, but there's a little bit remaining on both sides, each one has to be at least a tefach wide. The Rambam is going to argue and say, no, you don't need it should be a tefach wide. A mashu is enough on either side, even in the scenario where it wasn't put there intentionally for this purpose. It's just the wall which is remaining. There's a little bit left on each side. That's good enough. But going by a certain time, they have to be at least 10 tefachim high. Okay, now, the filu ain appears to arba tefachim, kevon shehu bimalu yitzarach tikkun at sheheba pachas mishlosh. So let's say I have a very wide chatzer, but it narrows to the point where when you leave the chatzer, it's only where one that side of the chatzer is only four tefachim wide, and now that whole wall fell down. So now you have a pirtza, which is four tefachim wide. It's a problem. You need to do some type of a tikkun over there, because that's the full side. So even though it's only four tefachim wide, but if that's a full side, and that's a full wall, that whole wall is now missing, so it's a problem. Unless the area, the gap is less than three tefachim, which then it's level. Okay, if the opening is more than 10 amos, so then already, the only way you can address that is with the Tzurus HaPesach, and that's true, even if it's not the full side. But if the gap is more than 10 amos, you need to use the Tzurus HaPesach. You cannot use one pass or two passes, etc. So that's the case of a chutz. Let's do Sif Gimel for now, just for purposes of contrast. So that's the case of a chutz. What about a mob? So the simple is understanding the difference between a mob and a chutz is that they built their houses in clusters around a chatzar, around the courtyard, which was enclosed, and then there'd be an access point from the chatzar into a path. A mavi is it's an alley, right? But it means it was created as a collecting point for all the different chatzaris, which then would then be able to access it, go out into the chatzarab. So you have multiple chatzeres opening up into a movie. So a chatzer is made for living. So because it's made for living in, when you're missing a wall, it's a problem. That's going to diminish the living over there.
The privacy, quote unquote.
So therefore, when you want to make a tikkun, the tikkun has to be significant. The mavi is made for just basically made for traveling through. So the tikkun which we're going to require for a mavi is going to be less than the tikkun which we're going to require for a chatzar. Because the natural way you would create a tikkun around a chatzar would be something of more significance, because you normally wouldn't close all four sides of a chatzar. For a mavi, the normal thing is that you leave the four side open. So you're saying, you know what, it's unacceptable. Fine, but what do you need? The parts beside Ravi. So the Mavi is open on the fourth side. Etir Balechi. So you can put one Lechi. Pirish Targum Hakarish Achon is Luchachadus. That's the word Lechi. It's the same word as a Luach. A piece, a board. Sha'avyai Barachvai Kalshahu. Its width and its depth, its thickness is a Kalshahu. So the shear for a lechi is one lechi. We said by a chotzer, if you put only one board, it has to be four tefachim wide. If you put one on each side, so then it could be a mashu. Here we're saying even just this, you just need something on one side, and a mashu is enough.
Do we have a quote unquote measure for a mashu? I mean, is it literally going to be like the width of a hair? I mean, it's got to be noticeable. No, what is there some kind of a, I'll call it a shear for a mashu?
We will see. Because the machlok is exactly what the shear is. Okay. Shemidenu bePesach haMavi, and has he placed in the opening of the doorway of the Mavi? Via Govis, our Torah has to be 10 Tfachim high. We called up Rashi Asenu as kosher. You can make it out of anything. Filmed by the Chaim, you can make it out of an animal. But you stand an animal there, so that'll be your lechi. But Mavachi Ekshirenu Shom Bechavolim, Lekose Mavi, Beyesedis, Yerzimin Ekshalim, Beyeshan Yachal, Lerbites. If the animal is able to sit down and thereby lose the height of the 10 Tfachim, so that's an intrinsic problem in your animal. It's going to...
I would think a bigger problem would be that the animal might simply move away, no? Unless you're... Are you going to, like, tie the animal to the wall? So that it can't move?
We're beyond that step. So it's not running away, right? But the problem is it might sit down. So I still don't have a height of 10 tefachim. So I have to tie him in such a way that the animal cannot sit down. So you will never lose the height. And it has to be with the bottom of it has to be within 3 tefachim of the ground. So it has a big belly. If you tie a person there, it also be a lechi. You can make a lechi out of even something which is alive, potential. We're pretty comfortable with the lechi. So, but the point over here is that the mouth, the width of a lechi is much less than the width of the pas which we're using for the chutz. Okay. Let's hold it here. We'll be in the position tomorrow.